This is Plant-Based Briefing. Red is the new green. Why plant-based brands need to change color to entice meat eaters, by Charlotte Poynting at vegnews.com. I'm inserting a quick note here to say that I had an audio issue starting with episode 787, and unfortunately it's going all the way through 794 because I recorded them all at once. I can go back and sort of fix them, but it's not great, so just bear with me, and they will get back to normal starting with 795. So now let's get back to today's episode. And I'm Marian Erickson, host of this plant-based podcast, where I curate, get permission, and narrate a variety of articles on plant-based and vegan living in about 10 minutes or less every weekday. And I'm thrilled to have permission to share content from Veg News. So now let's get to today's plant-based briefing. Red is the new green. Why plant-based brands need to change color to entice meat eaters, by Charlotte Poynting at vegnews.com. VFC and now Impossible Foods are embracing red packaging in a big way, and it has a lot to do with some fascinating psychology. What do McDonald's, KFC, Pizza Hut, Burger King, Wendy's, Domino's, and Chick-fil-A all have in common? They're all fast food chains, hugely popular across the U.S., offer an abundance of meat options, and their logos all feature red in some way, shape, or form. That last part is not a coincidence. Research suggests that color has a big impact on our purchasing decisions, especially when it comes to what we want to put in our mouths. Red is associated with excitement, warmth, and passion. It stands out, draws the eye, and grabs our attention. In a busy mall, you can identify a fast food chain quickly, largely because of the industry's association with red. This has also helped us associate the color with processed meat. After all, while some of their vegan options are slowly increasing, this is what most of the above chains offer. What red usually doesn't signal to consumers is plant-based healthy food. That's usually the job of green. One recent study from ProVeg International confirms this. The research noted that around 75% of Brits see green packaging and think healthiness, while 78% think eco-friendliness. In the U.S., the stats are similar. 68% of Americans link green with naturalness and eco-friendliness. The study also found that green is strongly associated with plant-based meat by 72% and 68% of Brits and Americans, respectively. It's no surprise that consumers feel this way. For many, the big appeal of plant-based products is often their sustainability credentials and their nutritional value. But they also often taste great, too. And if vegan brands want more consumers to find this out for themselves by giving their products a try, they might have to start considering a different color palette, research suggests. To attract consumers to plant-based products, go red, say experts. ProVeg International study found that red was seen as the tastiest color by more than half of consumers in the U.S. and the U.K. Use red in your packaging to highlight the taste of your plant-based products, the ProVeg report advises brands, especially when targeting flexitarian and omnivores who may not immediately gravitate towards products dominated by the color green. By breaking away from the green tones that are so prevalent in plant-based products, you can effectively distinguish your offerings from those of your competitors, it continues. This shift in branding is welcomed by Jennifer Stoykovich, the founder of the Vegan Women Summit, a global events and media organization dedicated to nurturing the growth of women-led plant-based businesses. My personal view is that the consumer packaged goods space has way too much Me Too branding. If I go to a Sprouts Farmers Market or Erewhon right now, all I see is a sea of the same, Stoykovich wrote on LinkedIn. When it comes to plant-based products in particular, it seems obvious that red is a standout color, considering how many competing packages are green, she continued. If you're trying to give off a sense of health, green may be the way to go, but if you're going for taste, the science shows that red is the best way. Some brands are already embracing red. Vegan chicken brand VFC is a great example, as red is the main color of its packaging. The company often cleverly mixes this with green in its branding, helping to subconsciously communicate to consumers that while this product is plant-based, it's not a boring health food either. Impossible Foods, one of the leading plant-based meat brands in the U.S., has also got the red packaging memo. At Natural Products Expo West, the brand debuted a new bold red aesthetic, which will be seen for the first time in the packaging for its new Impossible Beef hot dogs. The reason behind the move is simple. It wants to capture a wider consumer base. We're the fastest growing plant-based company in America, so it's a good time to evolve from a position of strength. We wanted packaging that lived up to and reflected the deliciousness of our products while really popping on the shelf, Peter McGinnis, president and CEO of Impossible Foods, said in a statement. Capturing meat-eating consumers is vital. Impossible Foods has long been focused on convincing more meat eaters to try its product. From the start, it has positioned its products as for meat eaters rather than just vegans. Its burgers, nuggets, sausages, and more have been formulated to be as meaty as possible. And just like its rival Beyond Meat, its burgers even give a realistic bleed when you bite down into them. The aim is to give consumers a delicious product, of course, but like all plant-based meat companies, it also has an ulterior motive to help transition the food system away from meat. The livestock industry is detrimental to the planet. It is both the leading driver of methane emissions and destructive deforestation. Meaty plant-based products represent a more ethical, more sustainable solution, but to transform the food system, more people have to buy the products. The future is already looking bright, with the plant-based food market set to exceed $162 billion by 2030, but Impossible Foods is hoping with a little help from the color red, it can move the needle even quicker. "We're not just growing a brand, we're growing an entire category," says Impossible Foods Chief Marketing and Creative Officer Leslie Sims. "For a long time, meat eaters didn't see us as something for them, but our mission relies on attracting meat eaters, so we wanted to do what we could to be more inviting in our approach and messaging. We're confident that once they try us, they'll be in." You just listened to Red is the New Green, Why Plant-Based Brands Need to Change Color to Entice Meat Eaters, by Charlotte Poynting at vegnews.com. And I'm your host, Marian Erickson. I've done a number of other episodes on plant-based meats and alt proteins, but one you might want to listen to, I'll link in the show notes. It reviews studies from Stanford University proving that plant-based meats are in fact healthier than flesh-based meats. That's episode 183, Are Beyond Meat and the Impossible Burger Healthy? By Dr. Michael Greger at nutritionfacts.org. I ran into somebody recently who, when we were chatting and, you know, how are you doing? His response was, "Well, I'm suffering a bit from diverticulitis and I know what you'll say." And I said, "What would I say? I didn't even know what that was." He said, "You'll probably tell me to eat more vegetables." And I said, "Yeah, that's usually my answer to everything, haha." But I had to go look it up. And turns out I had heard the term. It was mentioned a couple times in a couple of the episodes I read from nutritionfacts.org about fiber. But as I looked into it, it's something pretty common. Diverticulosis is the formation of abnormal pouches in the bowel wall. Diverticulitis is inflammation or infection of these abnormal pouches. And together, they're known as diverticular disease. And it's apparently very common. But that shouldn't be surprising because lack of fiber is one of the issues. So when he was saying he knows he should eat more plant-based, but he just can't give up his burgers on the grill, I wish I'd really known what he was talking about because I would have recommended plant-based burgers, knowing they're not as healthy as a bean burger. But the Impossible Burger, for example, has fiber. It has 7 grams of fiber compared to the animal burger, which doesn't have any fiber, has a bunch of cholesterol and saturated fat. So that would be a great alternative for him to be eating relatively healthy compared to his regular diet. And after this little tangent, I'm going to queue up something tomorrow about diverticulitis. I had something else lined up, but I'll push that out a bit. And anyway, please share this episode with anyone who might benefit, and let's hope we can switch those meat eaters to these plant-based products. And thanks for listening.